What's up, world? My name is Johnny. I will be your selector this evening. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much for joining me this Sunday. I come to you this Sunday as I do every Sunday, 9 o'clock. Thank you so much. Hey, tonight in the studio, I got Ryan Gaddis and Evan Skredderstu.
Correct.
They represent an artist collective called Uglar Works. An incredibly productive and original kind of crew. We're going to talk a little bit about that, talk about their projects, and get into a thing or two. First up, I'm going to play some music, though, for you. Cut Me Down by The Bamboos from the Medicine Man record out last year on True Thoughts Records. Thank you. This next tune is from Los Angeles' own The Lions, featuring Malik Moore. There's a song called Padre. They're playing June 20th at The Exchange LA over there on Spring Street with Peanut Butter Wolf, Madlib, and Damn Funk. It's basically an all Stones Throw Records show. Here you go.
I thought I had the one, the perfect girl for me. Turns out I was only her number two, not knowing what to do, what to say or who would help me through. I went down to talk to the man on the corner stool.
I said,
any advice for me. Said, son, don't fight another's reality. Use your intuition to assess each situation. Sometimes you should stay, sometimes you should run. When I came home, she's all gone. Not interested in conversation, let alone exploring emotion. Padre Ichiro told me something my eyes now start to see. She loves that marijuana more than she loves me. Guidance for me. But when I got there, all he did was give a knowing glare, and I knew what I had to do. It was clear. When I came home, I stayed strong, didn't let her get me to blaze her bone.
brand new from Quadron. Great album. The record's called Avalanche. It's out on Vested in Culture Records. The tune is called Neverland. And second LP from that Danish duo. Just a lot of soul, a lot of creativity. And I dig them. Speaking of creativity and soul, I got, I got Ryan Gaddis and Evan Skredderstew. Yeah, thank you. They represent a group called, it's really a new collective called Uglar Works, unified group of Los Angeles residents. Works.
Right on. Occasionally we do.
They're an artist collective who originally united to publish a collection of basically not necessarily a travel guide, but like a representation of the LA River and all the things that it brings. So it could be murals, it could be graffiti, it could be some of the nature or industrial kind of goings on. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, the first book, volume one, volume two is still pending. Chapter one's biology and chapter two's all the artwork. So It goes from the microorganisms up to the bigger animals, and artwork wise, it goes from hobo tags in the early 1900s.
What is the book title?
Ulysses Guide to the Los Angeles River. Came out.
Uglar.
Yeah, that's where Uglar comes from.
Yeah, but you guys are called Unified Group of Los Angeles Residents. So it's just sort of a flip-flop on the
That's where it came from originally, and it morphed into that.
I think that's, loved ones, I think that's what a little bit of what I'm talking about is, they're just kind of thinking men, you know, it's not just confined to, street art or murals or something like that. They just seem like they're constantly kind of expanding. They've commissioned work for Pasadena Museum of California Art, LA Chamber Orchestra, right? Public Works. That was actually where I first took notice of you guys. Public Works. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
The Public Works project was a project through Daniel Lahota, CBS Outdoor, and basically
Artshare LA.
Okay. So yeah, a few of the billboard companies actually did something cool and let us use some of the dead space on the billboards to fill it with artwork. So I forget what the figures are, but there's a large amount of billboards that aren't active throughout the city at any time.
Yeah.
So we painted those on a blank billboard, painted them in downtown, and they've been circulating around for the last year and a half.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but it's a cool project. It's cool to look up and see something besides an advertisement.
For sure. I mean, that's I remember being stopped at a stoplight, and it caught the corner of my eye, and I was like, oh, shit. And it's, forgive me if I don't remember the title. It's with the fly and the elephant.
Immovable,
yes. Yeah. And it said the little, your guys' logo in the corner. And so I remembered it, went home, looked it up, and I'm all, no shit. Someday I'm going to have an internet radio show and invite these guys on.
It worked.
Success.
And that was successful. The Public Works, because I mean, I'm not the only one. You know, there's some feedback. And so, how does the group work? I mean, you guys essentially like the A team, where everybody has their specialty. You know,
it's pretty democratic. up until a little while back, it was just a handful of artists. And, you know, everyone has their strong points, and, some of us lean more towards the design side, some more towards the fine art. Yeah. Like, Chris does a lot of sculpture work. So it was all visual art.
That snail piece I saw in the photo, right?
Yeah. That.
Incredible.
That was for the book show. But yeah, up until recently, it was all visual artists, and now we have the professor Ryan Gaddis on the crew.
And yeah, we're going to talk. I got a couple questions about that. Okay. And when we come back from the music. First of all, loved ones, I just want to make sure that you know, too, you can look up, I mean, we could jibber jabber all day, but really you got to see this, the work here. Instagram.com/UglarWorks. That's spelled UGLAR Works. You can also find them on Facebook.com/UglarWorks. But really, you got to check out their website, which is, UglarWorks.com.
Consistency.
Yeah. I'm gonna come back and mention those as well. We didn't get a chance to talk about it a little bit earlier. You have enough. Why don't you just tell me about LA stories, please?
Evan just pointed at me.
Yeah.
I think LA stories, in a lot of ways, was my first major creative contribution to the group and all of us working together to tell the stories of people who live in Los Angeles and, uh-huh. and finding a way to get them onto murals, but also use something like QR codes that will allow people to access the stories while they're standing at the wall.
Really? Example.
Example. The first one we did is in Highland Park.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln Heights.
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you.
Same neighborhood.
Close, yeah.
It's between Avenue 30, Avenue 31 on Humboldt.
Yes, it is on Humboldt.
Should still be there.
And what is it?
It's a series of figures. Mm-hmm. And there's a silhouette in the middle with a hand-painted QR code in it.
Okay.
And you go up there, you click on it, and it'll lead you directly to a story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just hand-painted.
It only took me a month and a half to learn how to do that.
Yeah, Ryan's debut as a painter.
That's awesome.
but really, that mural's the introduction. So you'll see a bunch of different faces, bunch of different styles to kind of mm-hmm. let you know where it's headed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm interested in that as well. I mean, how can I explain this? I mean, anything artistic I've done, I'm always very interested in the specific viewer, and they're you know, as all art is subjective, and all art is communication. That's who I'm interested in, is who I'm communicating with. And so, yeah, I'm always kind of mindful of who's looking at it. You know what I mean? And what they're going to take from it, and what they're going to walk away from, you know, with as well. So that sounds pretty awesome. That you guys are mindful of the individual subjects.
Sure. Yeah. And I think the initial idea was, how can we collaborate with people in LA? Because we know everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a great story.
Yeah.
And, you know, we tell people, hey, go to the website, go to the contact page, and send in your story. And who knows, it might end up being a mural someday.
That's awesome. And that contact page is on uglarworks.com, right?
Correct.
UGLAR works.com.
/contact.
And so, LA stories. What else? What else you guys got cooking?
There's whispers about a good sized wall in downtown. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, that will materialize this summer. Mm-hmm.
And would that be a collective work, or like a couple members of the group? Do you guys just basically all jump in, or is it kind of you each? Sort of each project will bring out a two or three of you?
These days it's usually been about three or four of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually come up with the concept and then leave a little room for everybody to do their own thing and expand, but still have it look coherent.
That's awesome, yeah. Anyway, I got a ton more questions. We're going to get back into the music for just a little bit and take a quick breather and a quick sip of water. Hey, you guys know Lee Fields? You guys know the artist Lee Fields? Man, he's an old cat. He's been around for a long time, but just recently got sort of a kickstart with his career again. When he did a little bit of work with Daptone Records, and now he's now on Truth and Soul Records. Lee Fields and the Expressions. He put out a record called Faithful Man last year. I got the bare bones version. It's really a stripped down version of the title track, and I think you'll enjoy it. He's basically a funk soul legend in the underground New York scene. Right after that, we're going to hear Billy Stewart, probably one of my favorite vocalists of all time, Sitting in the Park, early 60s number, and the great band War. You know, you guys heard of War?
Once or twice.
Very obscure. Yeah. Slipping into Darkness is going to be the name of the tune that you're hearing, and that's out on Far Out Productions Records. Yeah. And let's see, Faithful Man. Oh, if I haven't hyped this guy up enough, Lee Fields. Vice Magazine says, Lee Fields is the coolest motherfucker to ever sing words into a microphone.
That's high praise.
And also, loved ones, I just want to quickly remind you to check out neighborhood-love.com, and you'll see website founder Else just got back from New York with a little graffiti trip out there, and so he's got a lot of fresh pics and stories. So check out neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much.
standing right here, waiting for you, my dear, wondering if you ever wanna show. I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go, but nevertheless I said, you gotta be waiting, said Dad. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel, but nevertheless I say again, you gotta be waiting, sitting in the bar, waiting for you. The fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool that you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you gotta be waiting, sitting. Pay. Yeah.
That was a little band called War Slipping in the Darkness from the All Day Music record out 1971, that was. And before that, we heard Billy Stewart, probably my favorite R&B singer of all time. Early 60s, number called Sitting in the Park. Started off with The Faithful Man by Lee Fields and The Expressions from The Faithful Man. Oh, actually, that was released on a single only, not on The Faithful Man LP. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, my man?
Not much, just enjoying being here.
Good, good. Thank you for coming in. Ryan is a member of the Uglar Works crew. He's an author, English professor, visual artist. Am I leaving anything out?
No, that's pretty much it.
Good dancer?
Yeah. Depends.
Let me see. You've written several books. I think the latest of which is sort of crime fiction. Or
yes.
Can I call them noir? Would that be...
No, absolutely. They're absolutely noir. It's two linked novellas, so they're very short. They just scream in crime stories.
Okay. And how are you a friend or a fan, really, of Raymond Chandler and...
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like that.
So, absolutely. And I think in some ways, that's where these books came from. You know, I'm originally from Colorado, but I was living in downtown, and I've always loved Little Tokyo. I've read Chandler, I've read Elroy, I've read all kinds of great stories about L.A., and I was always wondering, you know, why hasn't someone, you know, really done Little Tokyo in a crime book? So I decided to just go for it. I had a lot of fun.
No shit, yeah. And what are the, forgive me if you told me already, what are the titles of these books again?
It's called The Big Drop.
And there's two different ones, right?
Correct. The first one is called Homecoming. The second one is called Impermanence.
Impermanence.
You know,
The Big Drop Impermanence.
Yes.
Is the full title.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You know, I hooked up with a new independent publisher called Black Hill Press, and they basically said, you can do whatever you want. And that was really exciting. I think one of the things that's so fun about being a part of Uglar is the artistic freedom and the support to really just go out and try something. So with this, you know, I have a main character who's a boxer, which is always kind of a staple of noir. He's also an ex-serviceman who was injured in Iraq. And I just thought, you know what? What's the simplest combination in boxing? It's a 1-2. It's usually a left hook, right cross. So I thought, you know, I would like to try two just ripping novellas. The first one is a setup of sorts. It's a jab for the power punch that comes second.
And how would somebody find a little bit more information about your works?
Oh, gosh.
Not Uglar, but the novellas.
Sure. I would say go to punchingonpaper.com, which is my personal website.
Oh, okay.
Click on the link for books or Twitter at punchingonpaper.
It just struck me, too. You guys were talking about your project LA Stories a little bit earlier. So basically, this your specific set of skills is going to lend itself to this project, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. I write, I edit, I help, you know, tell the best stories we possibly can in any format.
Awesome. LA Stories, and again, loved ones, you can find out about this on Uglar's website, uglarworks.com, and click on the contact. Will they see a description there, or just click right on contact me?
There's a short description, and then they can just use the form and send an email.
Awesome. And Evan, scenic painter, tattoo artist, am I leaving anything out there? How many novellas have you wrote?
Five.
Yeah.
But I haven't released them yet.
Okay. All unfinished works. One page missing.
Yeah.
And let me see. I know you've shown side by side with some major characters, man. Chaz, at the... what was that project? Just other major characters of the street level, like art world, you know? I want to say street art. I don't know. The term is used a lot, but it's just like we're talking about murals and many other branches, right? But it's like street level, you know? Not highfalutin art. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Call it something. I think street art is the popular one right now.
The term du jour.
And, yeah, just really accomplished. I'm really impressed with you guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And again, loved ones, you can find them at uglarworks.com. Also, you can find their Instagram at instagram.com/uglarworks. What else am I missing? Facebook. facebook.com/uglarworks, UGLAR. And again, loved ones, check out LA Stories on their website. Yeah. Anything else upcoming that we need to know about?
A little thing. Mm-hmm. Me and Christopher Brand, one of the main members, have been painting bugs, insects and arachnids.
That. I saw that.
And we're picking up the pace again. So we got a few little short videos that'll explain it a little better on all ends, the scientific side, how the bugs are acquired, how they're painted. So I'm excited about that. You know, it's opposite.
Let me get this straight. You paint walls that are many, many, many feet high.
Huge scale.
And then you go home and paint these teeny tiny little fucking beetles or whatever, right?
Some of them are many inches long.
Still, I mean.
But yeah, it's a nice, you know, sometimes we'll do ideas that we wouldn't be willing to commit to on a wall, on a bug, because you can only spend so much time on one.
Sure. Why would you?
But it works out well. It's the same as a wall. The wall has the built-in character already, and the bug the same amount, if not more. So it works.
Shit, man. Yeah, you guys are gnarly. I feel like I could fill up like 12 shows, you know.
We're happy to come back.
And will we be? Can we see this stuff on the bugs on the site?
There are a few on UglarWorks right now.
Yeah, you can see you'll see a couple still pictures on there. There's some newer ones on Instagram, but the videos will be coming out soon. Mm-hmm. And we got our YouTube channel.
Yes, thank you.
Guess what the name is?
UglarWorks.
Yeah, so.
And actually, thanks for mentioning that, Evan. The first short documentary about LA Stories, how we did the wall, where it is, and how we brought people to the wall. Mm-hmm. To engage with the community, it's all there. I think it's about a 3-minute video.
Mm-hmm. I missed that one. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, please do.
And you guys want to hear some more tunes?
Heck yes.
Yeah. Let me see what we got coming up. Bilal, interesting cat, is kind of a major, really known more for being a collaborator, like with Robert Glasper, you know?
A little bit.
Clubbed with the Roots a little bit, but he's got a couple records out. The latest out earlier this year is called A Love Surreal. And the tune's called West Side Girl. Kind of a little bit, I don't know, pop, psychedelic, funk. Yeah, give it a listen. It's reminiscent to me of maybe a little bit of Prince or whatever. That's an On Purpose Music Group. And then after that, we're going to hear Los Angeles' own Fanny Franklin. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's hot when you come close to me. Love. drug potion. Me, burn like 151. I think you're so much fun, girl. Got you right here with me. No place I'd rather be. You could be my number one. You look like so much fun, girl. Look like you took your pushers off the shelf. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know what's so bright, so bright, so you know how to play. You know how to groove. You know how to dance. My time, my time, my time.
That was Bilal. And next up, I got Los Angeles' own Fanny Franklin. She's out on tour with Orgone right now, and she's coming back, and I think I got her in the studio in about 2 weeks. Anyway, next up is Yes You Do, the record from her, or the song from her Get Wet record out last year. Self-released. Enjoy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. drop kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, lilac skin, you're flaming me. Pearls in your kiss, a singing smile, coffee smell, and lilac skin, you're flaming me. I'm only here for this moment. I know everybody here wants you. Stranger in this town, you're free with me. And our eyes locked in outcast love, I sit here proud. Even now you're undressed in your dreams with me.
Incomparable Jeff Buckley, Everybody Here Wants You, from Sketches from My Sweetheart the Drunk, 1998, I guess. Yeah, no kidding. And prior to that, we heard Fanny Franklin from Los Angeles, currently on the road with Orgone. She's scheduled on the show on June 30th. Hopefully we'll be able to work that out. And that was from her self-released record. The record's called Get Wet, and the tune was called Yes, you do, you could find her. Just Google search Fanny Franklin. And meanwhile, while you got your Google fingers out, you know, you could check out my buddies here from Uglar Works, UGLAR Works. You can find them at uglarworks.com or check them out. You just type in Uglar Works. You'll get all kinds of shit come up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And once again, I'm left. I wish we had a little bit more time to conversate and talk about a thing or two more. But we'll have to plan another event.
Great.
Yeah. Loved ones, my name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It is my privilege to be your selector this evening. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, a musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Good night.